J-E-S-U-S. Jesus Nava. N-A-V-A. 7-60. Today is 2-3-23. Chief complaint. Cough, congestion. My ears are full of fluid, headache, dizziness, history of fatty liver, history of carotid stenosis, history of lower extremity edema off and on. Blood pressure is slightly elevated today as well. 62-year-old gentleman, married 14 years, drinks on weekends, but not too much, he says. Doesn't smoke. Has children from previous marriage. Comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms. Also, he needs a colonoscopy. He wants to get a full physical done, including blood work, and follow up on his fatty liver, carotid stenosis, and other issues that he's been told he had in the past. Patient is an avid faster. He fasted one time 31 days, and he's also fasting 10 to 12 days. This includes only water. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Colonoscopy has been set up today. Medical problems, none. Surgery, hernia surgery, around the groin. Social, as above. Family history, mom is alive, 79, many blood pressure issues. Dad died of 86 with COVID, no colon cancer in the family. No other cancer reported. Today, strep is negative, flu is negative. Allergy, none. On exam, 215 pounds, no significant change. 97%, 98.7, 16, 73, 130 over 92. Heart positive, small positive, to lungs, few bronchi. TMs are red. Posterior appendix is red, inflamed. Neurological, non-focal. Skin feels no rash. There's definite lymphadenopathy in order in the neck. Assessment number one, sinusitis. Number two, pharyngitis. Number three, flu negative. Number four, step negative. Number five, Osefinde gram. Now, number six, dexamethasone. Number seven, Z-Pack. Next one is Medrol Dospac. Next one is Maytag Ortiz cough medication. Next number, because of his fatty liver and slightly elevated blood pressure, we looked at his aorta, which was within normal limits. Lower and upper extremity deserves evaluation because of pain. No DVT or PVD was found, most likely related to his job as a heavy equipment operator. His bladder looked normal. His prostate is definitely enlarged. Has been told he has enlargement with minimal symptoms. His carotid does have some stenotic lesions, but nothing that looks hemodynamically unstable. He has fatty liver on the abdominal ultrasound, needs to be followed up. Echocardiogram, which was done because of palpitation, is normal with ejection fraction of 68%. His renal ultrasound was done to make sure there's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. None was found. Next time, his blood pressure is slightly elevated. He says his blood pressure is normally okay at home. Next time, he's going to check his blood pressure the next 7 days and call me. Next time, he's checked blood work, including CBC, CMP, TSH, lipids, PSA, and hemoglobin A1C, as well as testosterone. Next time, we looked at his neck because of the copious amount of lymphadenopathy present. No thyromegaly and no other masses noted. Next time, he's come back in 7 days. Next time, his findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.